Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Kim Meyer, host of Choose to Rise. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am so excited that you're here. This series is going to be epic. I'm so excited that it was placed in my heart, in my head, by a dear, amazing friend of mine. And we are literally going to get to the nitty-gritty of so many incredible things. So we are starting this series called How Did You Know? So, Mariah, how did you know that you were in love with a woman? How did you know it was time to leave a domestically violent relationship? How did you know it was time to start a podcast? How did you know that it was your opportunity to say yes to a decision? All of these incredible things. And I want you guys to do me a favor. As we get started in this series, drop in the review section of the podcast and tell me, Mariah, how did you know when blank? That associates to how I can help you through whatever journey or season that you're currently in and how I can pour into you in this moment. So today's episode is very near and dear to my heart. It's Mariah, how did you know when to continue to stand up strong when plans didn't go the way that you thought plans would go? And a lot of us have faced that difficulty, right? We faced the realization that our blueprint that we had in our mind, in our heart, in our soul just didn't work out the way that we had envisioned or hoped or planned or prayed for. And it's such a hard pill to swallow when we get to that place, right? Like all of us envision, I don't know, I can't say all of us, but I definitely was the kid that was like, well, at 25, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have this house with a white picket fence. Not really, because I don't really care about white picket fences, but I'm going to have two kids. I'm going to be in love. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. And I had this mindset, right? And I think for so long, I was painting this blueprint, this picture that this was my life and this is how I was going to live it. And I remember being the age of 20 when I got engaged, and I was 21. I was just about to turn 22 when I was married. And in my mind, it was everything that I thought I wanted, only I was I was brushing to the side the fact that it was a super unhealthy, toxic situation. I was brushing to the side that we were both physically abusive, and it was awful. But I was so fixated on this is my blueprint. And I stayed way longer than I should have in this marriage for 5 years. I was sitting there beating my head against the wall, like, how can I walk away? How can I do this? Because this was my plan. And I remember even in that relationship trying to get pregnant and thinking that there was something wrong with me or anything like that. And I just remember being like, this is my plan and I have to stick to it, and very headstrong. Situations where, you know, even in college, if I go back, I realized that, I was a collegiate athlete and it went completely off kilter my senior year when I decided not to play my final year so that I could go become a nurse practitioner. These are all things that went very sideways, right? Even down to meeting Bianca's dad. And I remember being like, okay, this is a relationship. I'm going to take it slow. And we did. We were together for a long time in my book, of just this relationship that had kind of blossomed and bloomed into something different than I had felt. He was my best friend. And I will never forget, I painted this picture the morning. It was like, I was on birth control, so Bianca definitely was not something that was super duper planned. I was on birth control, I had been for years. And I remember waking up and I was like, something's wrong, like whatever, I'm just gonna pee on the stick. I literally, guys, no joke, got ready. I worked out, got ready, was about to walk out the door. And then I was like, oh crap, I gotta go check on this. I looked at it, called my best friend, was freaking out. And then all day I was like, I gotta tell him. And I remember that night in my mind, I painted this picture of what that was gonna look like. And it was devastating. It was devastating to know that when you think about something going as planned, that it completely obliterates in front of you. And, you know, 9 months of having her and even after and being like, you know what, this is what's going to look like. And now here we are and Bianca's almost 2, and 2 years later, I'm looking at my life and I see the beauty. Now in the moment, I was devastated, right? I was divorced. I was alone. I thought I was broken. I found another man that I was in a relationship, and then I got broken and I was devastated because I never wanted to raise my daughter as a single mom. I never thought that our relationship would have taken the turn that it did. I never pictured that, and I didn't plan for that. It's funny because in that moment, I thought that was the man that I was going to spend my life with, that we were going to raise our daughter together, all of these things. And then all of a sudden, now here I am, and I'm like, there's so much beauty in all of that pain. I am now marrying the woman of my dreams. She makes my soul light on fire. I am smiling from ear to ear. I have butterflies in my stomach because I know she's going to listen to this. And I'm so excited. She challenges me in all of the right ways. It was funny because I went to brunch yesterday with some of my friends and they were like, well, who wears the pants or who's the authoritative person who puts who in check? And I was like, well, I definitely run the relationship based on my personality and how she's just kind of go with the flow. And I'm definitely an 8. She's a 9, which is a peacemaker. And everything's very scheduled because it's just less resistance dealing with me. But who puts who in check? She definitely puts my butt in check 1 to 2 times, maybe even more every single day, because I am that type of personality. And sometimes I just need the bop upside my head that says, hey, cool it. So it's funny because she's challenged me to be better and grow in so many ways. We have 2 beautiful girls together that are actually biological sisters. And it's such an incredible opportunity because I would have never known that this would have been my life if I wouldn't have been open to the possibility of understanding that the blueprint that I created back when I was 16 years old could change. Guys, that is the whole point of this. How did you know that the blueprint that you created was no longer something that you needed to hold on to? It starts with the understanding that in the moments of pain and suffering and hurt are the moments of absolute incredible growth and beauty, and that you will continue to evolve and change in those moments more than you will ever think possible. It's in those moments that you strive to be a better person. It's in those moments that you go through these seasons of life that completely alter you as a human being down to your core. I only knew what true love was, regardless of if a male or female, I only knew what true love was because I had went through and endured so much pain in any past relationship. And although I had it in my plan that I was going to be married, and of course in that picture, I had always envisioned a man, but I also knew that I was totally aware of my sexuality, and that if that meant being married to a woman, that I would still want to have kids, I would still want to do X, Y, and Z, right? But I let go of the rigid plan of this is what my life is supposed to look like by this time, and this is my expectation, because guys, when you do that, you limit the ability to have absolute beauty in your life. So a couple of takeaways that I want you to get to is, number one, if you continue to stay headstrong on your blueprint, you will limit the amount of beauty that can happen in your life the way that it was supposed to happen. You will cut out all the silver linings. You will take away all the beauty if you stay headstrong in, I'm supposed to do this, 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 when I'm supposed to do this, this, and this, and this is how it's supposed to go. Life isn't meant to be like that. And that's why there's not a dress rehearsal for life. You only get one shot, and it ebbs and it flows, and it has different chapters and paragraphs and different areas in life that you will be exposed to. And that's the beauty of it. So you need to embrace it. Embrace the fact that your blueprint gets shredded. Embrace the fact that life does not go as planned. Number two, I want you to be able to take a moment and grieve. Grieve the loss, because there's so many areas. I had to grieve the loss of a marriage. Not because it was this awful thing. I've become so evolved over the last 9 years of when this has all happened, 8 years, that I've sat there and been like, this was such a huge moment and pivotal moment in my life of growth. But I also appreciate the relationship that I had with my ex-husband. I appreciated all the growth that I had. I appreciated the love that we shared. And I had to grieve that. And then I had to grieve the loss of the relationship with Bianca's father. I had to grieve the loss of our friendship. I had to grieve the loss of losing not just someone I loved, but my best friend. And then I had to understand that I was grieving the loss of a blueprint that I had created in my head when I was 16 years old, that the man that I would have a baby with would be the man I spent my life with, and we would build a life together. And then I had to grieve the fact of the guilt that I had, that I would have to one day tell Bianca X, Y, and Z. Whether these are self-limiting beliefs, whether they're not real, whether they're negative, whether they're absolutely not true, you still need to grieve that pain. You still need to overcome that pain. And if that means that you journal it out and have a good cry and then burn it, you think about it once a month and you journal it out and you cry about it and you let it out. Whether you think about it every single day and then you go on about your day afterwards, you have to absorb and you have to understand what has happened so that you can accept what's going on moving forward. And then number three, the best way that I can help you understand how to know when to let go of that blueprint, you need to believe in something bigger than you. Not everybody believes in God like I do. Not everybody believes in the universe and affirmations and the power that things come back to you. And sometimes you have to just understand that there's something higher than you. There's a purpose bigger than you. And that your life in the grand scheme of this world has so much impact. And that when you let go of that blueprint and you just let the beauty of life happen for the greater purpose, and understand that there's an author and a finisher to your story, and understand that someone is watching over you and that good will come to your life. If you embrace that, if you acknowledge that, if you own that, it will give you such peace in knowing that there is a greater purpose, that there is something bigger, that you are destined for greatness, that something is coming from this painful moment. Something is happening because you are going through it. Something is going to change because you've gone through X, Y, and Z. Guys, if I think back to my childhood, I had no idea why I was put out at such a young age, and I had to go through and struggle so many things, but it taught me to get to a place where I could be self-sufficient. It taught me that, you know, that moment when I bought my house, 5 bedrooms, 2,400 square feet, as one human being, it was the moment where I was like, this is why I had to grow up so fast and had to learn so much and grow so much for this moment to know that I could do it on my own. And then therefore continuing to grow in relationships. And the grand scheme of it, when everybody told me, Mariah, why are you buying that house? There's no point, all this other stuff. When I bought that house, I was in a relationship with Bianca's dad. And I knew that I wanted something to call my own. It didn't matter how big it was. It wasn't about flaunting. It was that I was called to that house, and I was called to that house for a reason. And when I had my daughter and I brought her home, that reason came to fruition. And I knew, more importantly, that I followed my intuition and I followed the plan that was bigger than me. And there was so much beauty. And now all of us, our family, Alicia, the girls, Lee and I, the dogs, we all have a home. It's become our home because we trusted, because I trusted that God had a bigger purpose for me. That my blueprint, no matter how rigid and headstrong and stubborn I am, that if I gave my blueprint away and embraced the beauty of life, that I would be living the greatest life of my life. I would have the greatest joy, the greatest passion, so many things to be grateful for, all the giggles and smiles in the world, and I would be grateful, and I would be happy. And I would look back and say, I'm so grateful I knew when to give up on my blueprint and just embrace what life had for me. So when you ask, Mariah, how did you know when to release your blueprint? Or how did you know when to release the plans that you had made for yourself? How did you know how to overcome those plans not happening? This is how, my friends. So I'm so grateful that you're here. I love you guys with all my heart. This brings me so much joy. There's so many of you that send me messages and let me know that you're listening. Please put this on your story. Send it to a friend. Share it with through a text message. But also remember to put in the review, Mariah, how did you know when? And however I can help you and serve you, because that helps me give back. You guys have no idea how much this platform helps me, and I can't wait to continue this series of Mariah, how did you know when to, and insert whatever you need. So I love you guys with all my heart, and I cannot wait until the next episode of the Your Life Matters podcast.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. I just ask that you share this episode with somebody. I ask you to just share it and give it to somebody who could potentially need to hear this message. I really am on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of people to believe that their mess is their message and that their story really does matter. And that above all, their life matters. I'm so grateful that you're here. I want you to share this episode. And then on top of that, if you could please leave a rating or a review or both, let me know what speaks to you. Let me know what you need to hear. Let me know what you've connected with, because that's going to be the best way that I can make sure that I'm giving you guys exactly what you need. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm so grateful for you. And I want you to know the difference and the impact you guys make in my life. I love seeing your messages. I love seeing when you guys private message me or screenshot it and share it on Instagram or Facebook, because it lets me know that this podcast is doing exactly what it was meant to do. And it's to make sure that there's an impact being made and to help remind you and everyone else that your life matters.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price, just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See MetroByT-Mobile.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.